Good morning, my name is Anas, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Topaz Energy Corp Second Quarter 2021 Results Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by 2. Thank you. Mr. Scott Kirker, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Anis, and welcome everyone to our discussion of Topaz Energy Corp's results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2021 and 2020. My name is Scott Kirker, and I'm the General Counsel for Topaz. Before we get started, I refer you to the advisories on forward-looking statements contained in the news release, as well as the advisories contained in the Topaz Annual Information Form and its MD&A available on SEDAR and the Topaz website. I also draw your attention to the material factors and assumptions in those advisories. I am here with Marty Staples, Topaz President, Chief Executive Officer, and Cherie Stevenson, Vice President of Finance and Chief Financial Officer. They will start by speaking to some of the highlights of the last quarter and the year so far. After the remarks, we will be open for questions. Marty, Cherie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, and thank you for attending the Q2 conference call for Topaz Energy. The second quarter was very busy for Topaz, and it's been 1 year since we initiated our IPO. Since last year, we have increased both our royalty production and infrastructure gas processing capacity by 40%, and we have increased our royalty acreage by 2.3 times to 4.6 million gross acres. Also, over the last year, we've increased our trading liquidity by 54%, our dividend by 5%, and increased our guidance several times to incorporate new acquisitions. To date, we have completed $878 million in royalty and infrastructure acquisitions, which we estimate will generate $95 million in free cash flow in 2022, which provides an 11% free cash flow yield. We've maintained financial discipline on these transactions where the higher valuations correspond with high quality and long-term growth. Our royalty acquisitions are supported by committed operator capital, and we expect a minimum $1.5 billion of annual capital deployment on our royalty acreage over the next 2 years. There are currently 19 rigs active on our royalty acreage, but we expect to increase slightly later in 2021. Our growth strategy is focused on accretive acquisitions funded by our excess free cash flow and available capacity under our credit facility. We target a leverage ratio of 1x debt to EBITDA and estimate our annual excess free cash flow available for investment to be over $70 million per year. From an M&A opportunity perspective, we believe the transparency provided by Tourmaline that their significant consolidation initiatives have been completed is a positive for the Topaz story. We've successfully and significantly grown our royalty portfolio in the BC Montney, and we're well established to grow alongside Tourmaline as they focus on organic growth with no incremental capital required from Topaz. This allows us to solely focus on third-party M&A to continue to demonstrate our business strategy. We continue to see significant amount of opportunity, with the majority of it being M&A use of proceeds driven. From a balance sheet perspective, we ended Q2 with net cash of $167.5 million and closed the first Tourmaline Northeast BC transaction July 1st, resulting in July 1st ending net debt of approximately $77.5 million. Exit 2021 net debt is estimated at $175 million, approximately 1x debt to cash flow for 2021. We initially communicated we wanted to use permanent leverage to the tune of 2x infrastructure with the royalty side of the business unlevered. So with a targeted asset mix of 50-50, we target leverage of 1x. We've expanded that strategy given the royalties we have invested in are high quality and long life that enhance our value. We will continue to be prudent with our leverage and at this point don't plan to exceed 1x leverage on a permanent basis. Given our expanded free cash flow profile, our dividend has compressed to the lower end of our target range, which provides for significant retained free cash flow. This keeps the leverage in check and combined with our credit capacity provides ample financial flexibility. Our first priority for free cash flow allocation based on the acquisition opportunities we continue to see is M&A growth. The second priority is sustainable dividend increases. We've already increased the dividend 5%, which is ahead of our original plan, and we will reevaluate the dividend in Q4. Our long-term plan is to continue to provide a sustainable increases to our dividend. Highlights of our financial results for the second quarter are as follows. Topaz generated more than two times higher EBITDA and free cash flow in Q2 2021 compared to Q2 2020. And in Q2, we generated an EBITDA margin of 91%, which was 5% higher than last year at 87%. Our average royalty production was 12,265 BOE per day during Q2 2021, which grew 24% from last year. Royalty production revenue of $27.4 million was 2.3 times higher than the $11.9 million generated in Q2 2020, which is in part due to a 56% increase in AECO pricing and 136% increase in WTI pricing. During Q2 2021, 70 gross wells were spud on Topaz's royalty acreage, and 50 gross wells were brought on production, which represents a 2.7 times increase in drilling activity relative to Q2 2020, when 26 gross wells were spud on Topaz's royalty acreage. The Q2 drills were split 60% Tourmaline and 40% from our other royalty counterparties. During Q2 2021, Topaz generated $10.6 million in infrastructure processing revenue, which is two times higher than the Q2 2020. During Q2 2021, our average daily processing utilization was 98%, supported by 78% of our throughput being contracted under long-term fixed take-or-pay contracts. For the second quarter, we paid a dividend of 20 cents per share, which increases 5% to 21 cents per share in Q3. During the second quarter, we did a number of accretive growth transactions, and these acquisitions include royalty interests on 237,600 gross acres in the Clearwater area for a total cash consideration of $116.5 million. This includes our acquisition from Cenovus of the Gore on Headwaters Martin Hills acreage. Our Charlie Lake acquisition of 300,000 gross acres, which is currently producing 13,000 BOE per day. Our acquisition of reserve royalty using 1.8 million Topaz shares, which provided approximately 500 BOE a day of royalty production, no debt, and $100 million of tax pools. Recently, we closed the first Northeast BC acquisition from Tourmaline, and the second transaction scheduled to close August 1st. Combined, we acquired royalty interests on over 800,000 gross acres of developed and undeveloped land, which has current production of over 70,000 BOE per day. In addition, we acquired a non-operated working interest in Tourmaline's key Northeast BC infrastructure in Gundy, along with a 10-year fixed take-or-pay and no OPEX. Topaz will earn $10.2 million of fixed annual infrastructure income. These assets are situated in the growth fairway of Northeast BC, and with Tourmaline's focus on organic growth optimization, Topaz is well aligned for growth alongside Tourmaline. During the quarter, we completed a bought deal, equity financing, and private placement, raising gross proceeds of $203.8 million for acquisitions. Following the financing, Tourmaline's equity ownership in Topaz reduced from 51% to 45%, and we are no longer consolidated in Tourmaline's financial statements. Our 2021 guidance has increased 11% since our June update and provides for $176 million of EBITDA and $173 million of free cash flow in 2021. This translates to $1.41 of free cash flow on a per-share basis and an increase over 2020 of 45%. We continue to see a lot of opportunities on the M&A front and plan to continue to transact on both royalty and infrastructure opportunities. Thank you, everyone, for attending Topaz's conference call. Have a safe and enjoyable long weekend. At this time, we'll take any questions you might have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Should you have any questions, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone. You will hear a three-tone prompt acknowledging your request, and your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Should you wish to decline from the polling process, please press star followed by two. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before pressing any keys. One moment for your first question. First question comes from Jody Shatter with Shatter Energy. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Marty. On the M&A side, you said there's lots of opportunity. How much money have you got tied up in infrastructure when you close the deal with the facilities with Tourmaline in Montney North? And when you look at new acquisitions going forward, are we looking at more to see more equity component in terms of the acquisitions because of the dollar limit you already have on debt based on the 1x EBITDA. That's why I was asking the question of how much capital you have tied up in infrastructure after you close this deal, because you mentioned that one would be 2x the infrastructure. Just trying to get an idea of how much debt component would be on any future deals versus the need to use equity.
Joseph, I'll start with that, and Marty can probably chime in. So our annual EBITDA from infrastructure is currently about $56 million, so 2x that would just track to about $110 million. But that's kind of why we emphasize within the release that we have expanded that leverage thinking, because the royalties we've been acquiring are, you know, longer life, high quality, and we see a lot of growth coming out of them. So I think the overall message is 1x leverage corporately, so less focused on 2x specifically on the infrastructure piece. So, you know, that 1x is a permanent leverage. We may ebb and flow into a bit higher leverage on a short-term basis, particularly given that excess retained free cash flow right now is upwards of $70 million per year. So right now we're 1x debt to cash flow at the end of 21. That tracks to 0.4x end of next year. So we do see availability within the self-funded self-funded model within Topaz. So don't need equity raises particularly unless they're significantly more material acquisitions.
Yeah, and as far as capital tied up, I mean, we have access to 215 million a day of processing capacity through our 5 gas plants. We also own that water hub that we mentioned in our presentation. That has a 15-year take-or-pay contract, the first of its kind in North America, to our knowledge. So we're pretty comfortable to add more infrastructure if it's the right opportunity for us. I mean, it's about 30% of our revenue split right now. As far as equity goes, I mean, we'd have to see what opportunities are in front of us before we go and tap the equity markets. It's not something that we have planned, but opportunity changes that pretty quickly. I think we're pretty comfortable using a little bit more debt. We want to be modest in how much of our credit facility we use, but from a cost of capital perspective, our credit facility is sub 2%. So we do like to utilize that form of capital.
And given all the moving pieces of all the deals you've done this year, have you reached an agreement to potentially raise your debt line or debt limit so you do have firepower to do deals on a debt basis, and then if you feel appropriate to use equity afterwards?
Yeah, so we've got $300 million credit facility locked in place with a revolver to go to $400 million. So we haven't talked to our syndicate about increasing that. I think that's available to us if need be. But, I mean, it would have to be for the right opportunity. Primarily infrastructure-driven is where we'd like to use the credit. And you look at the reason we used a little bit of the credit facility, we have some very long-life assets in the Northeast BC Montney that are high quality. We see inventory. I mean, there's 3,400 locations on the two acquisitions we've done. Just to put that in perspective, Tourmaline in its existence has drilled 1,800 wells in the 13 years it's been around. So this is just one particular area. So this, in our opinion, has 40 to 50 years of inventory in it.
Good. One last one for me, Marty, if I may. Well, when you look at the recovery in commodity prices and access to capital for equity for most companies in the industry now, are the returns from royalty deals tightening? What kind of impact has the recovery had in terms of deal flow and the returns on potential deals that you're looking at, given access to capital has changed a lot for the industry?
I my comment on that is I think the opportunities have increased and the quality has increased. So there's still a need for some form of capital, and equity is not always available to all producers, particularly in the energy space. So we do see opportunities coming in the door that we don't think we might have been able to access 2 years ago. It hasn't slowed down from that perspective. In fact, after we did our last raise, the phone started ringing immediately. And I think because we had that unique form of capital we could offer. Keep in mind, I mean, debt at times is a revolver or a bullet to a lot of people's heads. And so this is a different way to finance acquisitions or help enable E&P companies to meet their growth M&A objectives.
Super. That's all for me. Thanks very much, and congratulations on the great quarter.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great long weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, should you have any questions, please press star 1. It appears there are no further questions at this time. You may proceed.
Thanks, Amy. Sorry, go ahead, Marty.
Oh, yeah, thanks, everyone. Look forward to talking to you guys again in Q3.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. We thank you for participating and ask that you please disconnect your line.